Chinese investment in Silicon Valley, a true whirlwind romance. Now, with annulments. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. Part of the Trump administration's hard line against China is focused on intellectual property concerns, a fear that widespread investment of Chinese money into startups gives the Chinese too much access to cutting-edge American tech innovations. That's why legislation was passed to limit foreign investment. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, or CFIUS, is now able to probe foreign investments into startups, and that is making investors, especially Chinese ones, balk. Deals are being abandoned. Value watchers say it's pretty much a full stop of Chinese money coming into Silicon Valley. Heather Somerville is a tech reporter for Reuters who covers Silicon Valley. I asked her first about the impact of this exodus.
Where Chinese money has been particularly important to U.S. tech startups is in hardware. Hardware is an area that a lot of U.S. venture investors don't really like to fund. They find it, you know, difficult and expensive and tricky to pay off. But China has been more enthusiastic about backing these types of startups. They'll very much back early stage startups where there's a lot of risk. So all of these sorts of companies have definitely lost a fairly significant investment source.
You mentioned that they were kind of had an appetite for risks, but now we're seeing them no longer doing that. How have the risks mounted for them?
Right. I think the appetite was for kind of technological or financial risk. But when we talk about political and regulatory risk, that seems to be a different ballgame. So the reason that Chinese investors are really not even attempting to do a lot of deals these days that they used to do is because they see themselves as really non-competitive. They know that if they go before CFIUS for review, they're likely to have that deal unraveled. And so it'll be a big waste of time for everyone. And startups aren't really going to want to go through that cost and that lengthy review that will slow them down. And they also, in many cases, don't want the additional scrutiny. A lot of these investors have some sort of government backing.
Well, what is the immediate and longer term impact of a Chinese exit?
Well, in the near term, there's, you know, one less source of funding for companies, and that can be viewed certainly as a disadvantage. But also, I think a lot of people would argue that that's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, more than $84 billion was invested in U.S. venture-backed companies in the first three quarters of last year. We should have the full year data shortly here. There's a heck of a lot of money, and valuations are high, and people see the benefit of removing some money from Silicon Valley. Long term, I think what people are concerned about is that the U.S. will be put at a disadvantage because this Chinese money will go elsewhere. Perhaps it'll be invested domestically. We're already seeing signs that a lot of it is shifting to Southeast Asia or Latin America.
Heather Somerville is a tech reporter for Reuters. She writes, as Chinese investors are looking at other opportunities, American startups are trying to figure out how to make them stay. We've got a link to her story on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech.
And now for some related links. It's me, Molly, again, from CES in Las Vegas. The CES show floor opens on Tuesday, and so Monday is when literally everyone flew into Las Vegas. We are now well into miles and miles of walking, huge, ridiculous booths, extravaganzas, and also the realization that two small humans, me and senior producer Eve Tro, probably can't visit all of the 4,500 exhibitors. We're trying, though. Some crazy things that are happening around Vegas because of CES. Mercedes is shuttling people around in an electric autonomous car that looks straight out of Tron. There is a startup called HoloRide that is demonstrating a virtual reality system that goes in cars. You can watch Disney Marvel stuff inside an Audi e-tron, and they are certain that only passengers are going to use this system. On the newsier side of things, remember yesterday when we told you that Apple was showing up big at CES by partnering with all these companies for smart home devices? Well, Google is also out here big time, trying to kick Amazon and Alexa to the curb. On Tuesday, the company announced that you can now control a bunch of products using Google Assistant, like a smart sprinkler system, hey Google, water the lawn, and some smart lights, outlets, television, and also apparently a smart mirror. And that's where I'm going to have to wrap this because I got to check out the CES show floor immediately. From what I hear, there are lots of smart mirrors, and this is basically all I have ever wanted. A bathroom mirror that tells me the weather and news updates and the important basics while I'm brushing my teeth and fixing my hair. And if that reality is here now, I am in. Also, I have to go because Google has a huge booth at CES with actual rides like Disneyland. You've probably already, since it's Wednesday, seen a million pictures of it. But if not, check my Instagram at MollyWoodPro for pictures of that and everything else. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.